I can recall walking over to the crater and standing, and there was an NTSB official standing next to me that was in charge of their group. And I looked at him and I said, "Where's the airplane?" And he said, "It's in that hole." And I said, "No, that's impossible." And he said, "No, it's not." He said, "It's physics, the speed of the aircraft and the fact that, you know, it's a hollow tube. It's like a straw. The energy that went into that crash." He said, "The materials we're looking for are in that hole." And he showed me a mark in the ground where he thought the tail had hit because it was inverted. And he said, there are the engines out there. The wings would have opened up. The fuel would have spilled. That's why you see the fires in the tree line and all the trees are charred and things. So you learn those sorts of things. If you've never been to a crash site before, you kind of try to pick up very quickly what's going on and what you're dealing with. And he obviously had been to many crashes and knew what to look for. And the people that initially got there and looked around had the same questions I did. Where's the plane? Where are the materials from this airplane? And it was hard to believe that they were contained in that hole other than for a few parts. And as they started to excavate, you realized, yeah, there are pieces coming out of there that are obviously pieces of aircraft.